yesterday we were, as we spoke, we were talking about Tilda de Regel. We're going through all of the mazikim with that Tilda. So Tilda de Shea we had was Nischachra Bekaisel and Tinfa Peiris. And Tilda de Regel were, the Toldos of Regel were a list of different things that are attached to the Guf HaBehema, either Saira, which I don't know why that's not called the Guf HaBehema. Why is the hair of the animal not considered part of the animal? I don't know. Or B'shlush Sha'alei B'prum B'yishavapia B'zuk Shavetzavara. So Saira is like Guf HaHestis. All right. Anyway, the list was Shlish Shalei Prumbiya Shabapiya Bezuk Shabatzavara, that all of these things are told us of Regel, the things that are attached to the Guf HaBehema, and as the Behema walks, he's magic with the whatever it is that's protruding from the sides of the animal. That is the case of Tilda de Regel. So yesterday I mentioned to you Reb Shlomo's Kasha. Reb Shlomo asks, and they bring from Rabbi Eliezer Gordon in the Chiddushei Rabbi Eliezer Mattel, I think it's called, that they asked that all these cases of Prumbia Sharapia and Shlif Shalah Nihi Taka true there told of Rego. But they should also fall under the category of Eish. What is Eish? The Av of Eish is, of course, lighting a fire. A Tolda of Eish, we said, if somebody puts Avnoi, Sakina, Masoi in a place, you put something you own in a place where Ruach Mitzuya will blow it and will cause hazard. If you put something you own on a roof, Avnei Sakine Masai Barash Gaga, the Nafu Barach Mitzuya. So we said that is Eish. Why is it Eish? Because the characteristic of Eish is anything that Kayach Achar Orev by, that there's some other natural force which is helping it be Mazik, and it has to be Mitzuya, it has to be normal. So fire spreading is normal. That's Kayach Achamur and Vayt, that's the Av. And Av is Kirim Asai, Shadichim Rosh Gagai, Vinaflu Barach Mitzuya, the Barach Mitzuya is also Kayach Achamur and Vayt. And therefore, if you put something somewhere and the wind blows it, and as it's flying, it causes damage, that's also Eish, that's Kayach Achamur and Vayt. The Frek of Shleima, when you take your package and you put it on the back of an animal, and that animal now walks in the street in its normal way. That's like a Ruach Mitzuya. It's a normal thing for it to walk down the street. So now when that package bumps into something and breaks something, or the saddle that's on it bumps into something, that should be Eish. I put my Avnei Sakina and my Soy, I put my item, my saddle, my package, in a place where Ruach Mitzuya will cause it to do damage. So why isn't that Eish? And Eish is Chaybush Yisrael. So it's Taka Regel, but it's also Eish. And Taka Regel is part of Bush Yisrael. I can't be Mechaib you out Regel. Let me Mechaib you out Eish. And Mimela, since I'll Mechaib you out Eish, so may you Mechaib out Eish, you'll have to pay. Out Eish. So why is it that Prumbi Yishevapiyah and Shlif Shalaya are Peturais Bush Yisrael? That's the kasha that they ask, and it seems to be a shtaka kasha. You can't answer that taka normal Ruach Mitzuya, that when it has a bundle on its back it walks through a street, that's normal, but maybe that banging into things is not so normal. Because as long as walking through the street is normal, it's like when I put something on top of a roof and the wind blows it down. So it's normal that it blows it down. Now it could be it'll blow it down 100 times, and 99 times it'll just land on the sidewalk, it won't break anything. And only one time out of 100 it'll land on something and break it. But that doesn't change that it's orche, that the traveling is orche. And since the traveling is orche, it's whatever it's magic, that's all called esh. So this is the kash. And we're going to have two mahalchim to answer. This kasha. Each of the two is quite important, not only because it answers this kasha, but because it's these are the sides of the parak. One is the riff. I once mentioned this riff. I'd like you to look at it inside. It's in the Rush. It's really something you have to know. We mentioned it once before. I didn't go through the entire piece. It must have been late in the shir. It's in the Rush, in the first piece, about halfway through. Where it says, V'shem v'regel peturim, at the end of a line. It's under the Zion, the bracketed Zion of the Papule Charifta. It's one line under it. And as I said, I spoke it out a little last time. I want to go through the entire piece. And Mela will learn this, and Mela will answer the kasha. But first, let's concentrate on what it says. Shem v'regel patur mishus harabin. Why are shem v'regel patur mishus harabin? Du urcheihu. That's the lashon harif. That's because urcheihu, because it's normal for an animal to walk in the street. Tamili, frek the rasha kasha on the rif. Ma hutzruch lefarish tamad de p'tiri mishun du urcheihu. Why do you have to tell me the reason it's pot is because it's the derech? Hakroksiv ubir b'sada acher. The pasuk says ubir b'sada acher. You only chayiv if you go into another field. V'darshina v'lo b'rishus harabin, but not if you go into rishus harabin. So frek the rush. What is the rif doing, making a svar out of it? Emphet the rush. Emshushabalafareish tam hapasuk. He's coming to explain the reason of the pasuk. Lama pashrosay tarav bishus harabim. Why only beer b'stei acher? The teretz is b'fi shadar kelevach bishus harabim. The eavsher sheyecho abayim achrayim tamid. Okay, important line. B'fi shadar kelevach bishus harabim. Because it's normal for an animal to go into the street. The eavsher sheyecho abayim achrayim tamid. It's not possible. It's physically possible, but it says the Torah held that it's eavsher to be mechayiv people. That they should follow normal animals in the street. If you have a mu'ad animal, you have to follow it. But if it's a normal animal, it's the yefshe can be mechayiv someone. She'el chabay l'machrei and tamim. Memeila. That's why you're potter b'shus harab. Now the rif is saying a tam for a pasuk. It's a very confusing thing. When do we give reasons for gzeres hakasuv, and when don't we? And in Cheshe Mishpat and Nezikin, we find very often that if something is a clear svara, that we do say svara, that we use the lahalacha. So here is a clearer reason why that the Rif is saying why Shem v'regel apatur b'shus harabin. What's the reason? The reason is because it's urchayu and it's yefshe to force Bailam to watch the animals all the time. Now I do want to see the rest of the riff, but what did he say? What he said so far really is enough to answer the kasha. As an answer to kasha, Zechter Shleimer. Because why is regel pater b'shus harab? Regel is pater because e efshel lachayiv habaylim lishmar behem teitami v'leil achrayem tami. There's a reason. What's the reason? That is part of, because the Torah said you're allowed to let your animal go and walk down the street. That's something you're permitted to do. Hayais that the Torah gave people this permission, and we're learning out of a pasuk b'yer b'stei acher. You're given. You're allowed to let your animal walk in the street. That's a given. The fact by the Torah. So now you can't come and ask me a kasha. Aha! But it should be chayiv al teish. Taka pot al kerem. It should be chayiv al teish. 1 minute. the Torah is not saying that an animal b'shesarabim is potter from regel only or shein only. The Torah is saying you're allowed to let your animal walk down the street. A person is permitted to let his animal walk down the street in a normal way, and you don't have to follow it. Now, if it's going to be mazik, and as it's mazik, it's the shema mazik is aish, that has the same ptur. It's the same ptur. The same svara that patas me for a rego b'shusarabim patas me from a rego which in lumdis is also aish. Who cares that in lumdis is aish? The Torah gave me a license. The Torah set a rule. You're allowed to let animals walk in the street. And as long as it's not keren, as long as it walks in the street, it does its normal thing, you're potter. That's the Torah gave us this cloud. Once the Torah gave us this cloud, you can't come to me and say, aha, but it's Torah Chachamorabai, so now it's Eish. It's Taka Eish, but it's still potter. That's what the Torah said. The Torah said you're allowed to let your animal walk down the street. Now, if regel is potter al gezeres hakasuv, if there was no riff, if there was no svara, just gezeres hakasuv, regel is potter b'shusarabim, then you're right. Gezeres hakasuv is regel, it's not eish. Eish is different. But it's not true. It's not a gezeres hakasuv. The riff tells us, however the riff knew, the riff says it's a svara. It's a svara that you're given, you're allowed to let your animal walk down the street. If it's given, you're allowed to let him walk down the street. You're not chayav al ta'esh either. Whatever it does, it's a given that you're allowed to do. So the name was up both from Shlomo and the Rebbe Elazar Gordon, say this teretz, that's why an animal with a shliv shalav, from Yishev Apiyah, all these cases, it's a given that it's part of Rishus Sarab. I think the Yerushalmi Shita is that Amunos came Siluk Yeshua Sa'aretz, that the reason regel is part of Rishus Rabim, the Babli doesn't hold of it, but the yelled that Yeshua made it tonight, that everyone's allowed to, like all Yidden are masking, you're allowed to let your animal walk down the street. So it's the same thing. If we all agree that I'm allowed to let my animal walk down the street, then you can't come to me later with a tiny note, but in lum disetesh. That was our agreement. Our agreement was that you're allowed to let your animal walk down the street. So you can't tie in a different lumdis. This act is mutter with all its consequences. The same thing with this riff. That it's a given. And therefore it's mutter.
You think you're going to add on to the change of the
regal, that you can add on to the animal, it has to be orchein. You can't pile up, which is going to be a mishnah later. Right? The person who piled up flax so much that it went into the store is silent. So, orchein. It has to be whatever the orche, whatever the normal orche is. Now, Agav, I just want to show you the Rosh's chiddush in the Rif. The Rosh here says a nafgamina. He does not say nafgamina we just said. He says another nafgamina. Just to read through the Rosh, we're up to Avol Keren, the beginning of a line. Avol Keren chayev es b'shus rabim. Avol b'shederech elay l'shon. But Keren is chayev. The kiva the iayit the idea should action have a lay lamari linturei the time alone the knosahu kech the untalei linturei. If your animal's a muid, then you have to watch your animal. If your animal's not a muid, you don't have to. The nafkamina. Now listen to this interesting nafkamina of the Rosh. Nafkamina mitamze im haya eitz aruch munach b'ktsasei b'shusarabim b'ktsasei b'shusayachim. You have in the street a long piece of wood. Half in the street, half in the Rishus HaYachid of a private person. V'darsa olav Rishus HaRabim. The animal stepped on the piece of wood in the street. V'shavra Rishus HaYachid ken. And in Rishus HaYachid, the other end of the stick broke kelim in the Rishus HaYachid. What should that be? It's called Hezek Rishus HaRabim, Hezek Rishus HaYachid. It stepped on the stick, which is in the street. But it's a long stick. It extends into the private property. So when the animal stepped on the stick in the Rishus HaRabim, the other end of the stick flew up and it hit a bottle and it broke a bottle. So the shaila is that called mazik Rishus HaRabim? Because the animal's in Rishus HaRabim? Was that called Mazik Rishus HaYachid? Because the bottle that broke was in Rishus HaYachid. Shaila. Zop de Rosh, based on this riff, that it's what? Based on this riff, that it is considered Hezik Rishus. Bishus Arabin. It's Regal Bishus Arabin. The question is Regal Bishus Arabin or Regal Bishus Ayachid? Regal Potter Bishus Arabin, Mechai Bishus Anizik. So it's up to Rosh. Im Hoye, it's Arach Munach, Mitzasi Bishus Arabin, Mitzasi Bishus Ayachid, it's Arsa Allah Bishus Arabin, Bishavar Bishus Ayachid Kalim, Kivan Shadaka Leila Chalidras Allah Piturim. So therefore, he says that it would be Regal Bishus Arabin's Potter. Rav Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel, Loi Pirishkein. The bottom he says to look at Taisus Davov. Okay, we'll get there. And he says that one of the Balei Taisus, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel, Loi Pirishkein, Mekamon Gavi Shoyachiyach Bishus. Okay. So what's the Rosh's Chiddush here, which I just want you to know, and then I can get into a discussion of it today. The Rosh's Chiddush is that if an animal steps on a stick, Bishus Arabin, and it's Mazik Bishus Ayachid, it's considered Regal Bishus Arabin, it's Potter. Why is it Potter? Because of the Rif Svara. The Rif Svara is that you're allowed to let your animal walk down the street and do anything that's Orchei and you're Potter. It's okay. It walked down the street just like it could step on a bottle and break it. It could step on a stick and the stick will break something. That's all considered regal, and that is called regal bishus harabim. That's the chiddush of this rush. We'll see. We get to davav. It'll be next month. We'll see how many of you remember to turn to the rush when you make a landing on davav. All right. To turn back. This is one mahalach, which is a very glossy mahalach of Shlomo's mahalach, that Eish b'shus harabim, if it's in the tzura, the shar, is part. The second mahalach is based on the kuntres eshiurim, and the klal that we had the first week of this month, that the Torah creates different, what we gave a name, Shein Mazik. What he calls Shein Mazik. The Torah creates categories of Mazik. And those categories of Mazik are Xeris HaKasuf, and how to set them up. And later today, we're going to learn about one Mazik, which is Potter, and it's going to surprise everyone. And the reason it's going to be that it's Potter is because of Xeris HaKasuf, because it doesn't fit into any Shein Mazik. That's the cloud that we're working with all the Mazik. Chazon Ish uses this klal to answer the Shlomo's kasha. Answer this kasha. He says, when you have a shor in the street, you're right. It's Eish. You're right, it's Eish. But the Torah created a separate category of Eish. What is Eish? Koyach Achamurimba. The Torah came and it set up a Shein Mazik known as Shar, and a Shein Mazik known as Eish. In other words, the Torah, his lashon is, was Matkia, the Shar from Eish. By creating a separate category, the Gezeiras HaKasuf set up that there's one Shein Mazik called Eish, and there's one Shein Mazik called Shar, Regem. When the Torah set up, Bir B'Shilach, Zuregem, when the Torah set up another Mazik called Regel, the Torah was saying, this is not Eish, this has different rules than Eish. Lama Kasvam Luchasayim, everything has different halachas. Certain halachas Eish has, and certain halachas that Regel has. It's a hafka. When the Torah says it's Regel, the Torah says it's not Eish. In the Melas of the Chazon Ish, this kasha doesn't start. In Lomdis, you're right, it's Koyach Achamur Avad. But the koyach achar of a living animal is not Eish. The Torah was mafkiyah. The koyach achar of a fire is Eish. The koyach achar of a wind is Eish. The koyach achar of any other mazik, any other koyach of nature that we'll think about, you're talking is Eish. The one that's not Eish is Shar. Why? Because the Torah was mafkiyah by giving a different shein mazik. When the Torah gives it a category, that's the category. And just like when the Torah created regel, it said you're not potter, it's regel. The Torah also said you're not mochayiv, it's regel. This is the category. This is the shemazim. There's a second way to answer Rav Shlomo's teretz. It's mefurish in the Chazanish. They couldn't just say shiurim. I thought it was mefurish. I didn't find it mefurish. But anyway, with this cloud of shemazik, it answers this as well. So that is toldos of regel. The Gemara ended up toldos de regel kuregel. So we covered keren and Shane and Regel, all the three animal mazics, you all know examples of toldos. Told of Keren is Meshicha Ravitza Beita. Told of Shane, we had two things, the Schachel Bekaisel and Timfateris. Told of Regel, we had really basically two categories, the Gufa, if it's mazic with a Guf, or if it's mazic with something that's normally on it, and it's on it now. That's basically what we covered. We turn now to Bar. Now, told the regal for regal, try the next one. He come Rav Papa, told the bar. Now, the main sugis of bar are not in this parak. The main sugis of bar are Hamimiyach and for and later. Nevertheless, we're going to try to acquaint ourselves with what the taich of bar is and to try to dispel what most people think bar is. And it really is, and it's a little complicated. There are different shittas in the Tanoim and Amiroim and how to teach bar. Can't go into everything, but let's first learn the Gemara and see what the Gemara says. And Zok the Gemara, told the bar my knee. What is a told of bar? Ava mazik a bar is easy. Kiyichre or kiyifdach is bar. You have a hole in the street, a pit in the street. The Gemara starts, Ilema, Av Yud, the Tolda Tes. Now, Av is a 10 Tefach bar, and a Tolda is a 9 Tefach bar. Why does 10 Tefachim have to do with anything? So Rashi tells us right away, it's important, the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, Av Asara, Bar Amut Yud Tefachim, Hainu Av, the Bekach Darkoi Lohamas. It's the derech of 10 tefachim to kira. Now, people ask me right away, always, 10 tefachim? 36 inches? 40 inches? A person, an animal, a big ox falls 40 inches. That's darkei lohama and hummus. It's not going to get killed every time. So I can't answer you. Obviously, you're right. Let's say 99 times out of 100 it won't die. And 1 out of 100 it dies. That's enough to be darkei lohama. Let's say he'll tell me it's 5 out of 6 times it won't die. That's enough to be Dr. Lamas. I don't know. I'm not in the shar business. I don't know what. Maybe shvarim do die when they fall 40 inches. I don't know. The Gemara Sanhedrin seems to say that when people fall 10 tefachim, they also all need to die from it. So I can't answer you. You're going to start asking me about the Metzias. I'm not going to dispute the Metzias. But I'll tell you, whatever statistics you come up with, that's the statistic of 10 tefachim, that's the Torah's statistic of darkei lahamis, as I state in Rashi. If it's less than 10 tefachim, it's not darkei lahamis, meaning if in 10 tefachim, 1 out of 100 is considered normal, and that's the bar, that's the level, then if it's 9 tefachim, then obviously some animals die with 9 tefachim. That's already an amount that's not normal, and that's the apartheid on Nisa. So Rashi says klar that the shear of 10 tefachim is a shear of darkei lahamis, of the derech of the animal that falls into such a bar to die. So let's see the Gemara. So far the Gemara says, maybe you'll say the av is 10 tefachim when it dies, and the tolda is 9 tefachim when it gets genizik. In fact, the Gemara is not true. Loi tes ksivi, loi yud ksivi. It just says bar. It doesn't say 9, it doesn't say 10. Sakti Gemara Halakash. Vahameis ye alai omarachmana. The Torah says, Vahameis ye alai. Right after it says you pay, you shalom, it says, Hameis ye alai. Amar Rachmana, Kimul Rabbana, Yur Avdan Misa, Tesnazikin Avdi Misa Lay Avdi. So it does say 10, where it says HaMesiyalai, it says 10. The 10 is the shear for Misa. And again, the Torah doesn't really say the number 10. The number 10, I guess, is still a svara like we said in the beginning, Darkei Lahamis. But there's a word in the Torah that says the Torah is talking about a bar hamenis. So that's HaMesiyalai, Rachmana Kimul Rabbana, Yur Avda Misa, Tesnazikin Avdi, Misa Lay Avdi. And 9 doesn't do Misa. Again, what does it mean doesn't do Misa? What does it mean doesn't do Misa? Obviously the animal died from falling into a bar of 9. It's a good animal, it fell in, it died. So it must mean that it's unusual enough that it's not called Darkei. I don't know, they don't have a Hezbesu. Saif, Zav, Lamisa, Zav, Lamisa. Still, let them both be Avais. One should be an Av, Lamisa. And one should be an Avlin Ezekiel. Now here it's a little hard why they should both be others. The Torah would say Klar Bar Asara, that Bar Tes would be a Tolga. But we'll leave it for now that the Gemara says that they're both others, and this seems to be the Maskana. Ella, what's the Gemara's Maskana? What is a Tolga? Avnei Sakina Masai Shidich Mishasarabim Behizuku. So what's the case? A person puts a bar is a depression in the ground. When you dig down into the ground, that's a bar. If you have not a depression in the ground, but something on the ground, Avnei Sakina Masai. Now what does that mean? That means somebody puts his briefcase down in the middle of the sidewalk. That is a telda of bar. In the Gemara. So the Gemara says, that's a Tolma. Echidam. Idaf Gerinu. Bein L'Rab, Bein L'Shmuel, Heinu Bar. That's Mami's Bar. What's the difference? Is it a depression in the ground or above the ground? V'i D'Loyaf Gerinu. If it's yours, Shmuel hold. Kulam Ibar, Elamanu, Heinu Bar. Bein L'Rab, Bein L'Shmuel, Heinu Shar. So it should be, it's a Vaitet now. Maishna Barsh, because he has a Mashim Esel Hainam, because he has a Mashim Esel Alecha, Ella told him the bar can bar. So what are we saying? That Avnei Sakino Masai Shenicha Mishra Sarabim. How are we ending up? We're ending up that it's a Talda or it's not a Talda? That it's Bar Mamish. So what does the Gemara mean? Ella told him the bar can bar. Now Rashi says, "Idaf layaf gerinu ila shmul damal kulam mevayr lemanu." That it is a talda. The word is lashon is haynu bar. Rashi says in the second narrow line, "Afil lishmul nami damal talda de bar ninu." My chazal kmiyos der papa talda de bar maishna bar. So Rashi says, "How does it fit into lashon Gemara? Does it fit into lashon Gemara?" Ila shmul damal kulam mevayr lemanu haynu bar. What the hell Hainu Bar fits in. What? But it sounds like Hainu Bar means it's the Av of Bar. Rashi says it means the Talda of Bar. What does it mean, Hainu Bar? What? I agree it shouldn't be, but when the Gemara uses the Lashon Hainu Bar, what does it mean? When the Gemara asks Hainu Bar, Idaf Gerinu Hainu Bar, what does it mean? So Hainu Bar is Benichusa. Hainu Bar, this is Taka Bar, this is Talda Bar, that's what it means on the bottom of the Yamar Aleph. What?
Yes.
Yeshua, I understand. Yeshua is obviously not bar. But at the bottom of Yamid Aleph, when it says Hainu Bar, that's a kasha or a statement. I just gave a message of Mishas Ram Diziku, Echidam. Idaf Gerinu, Ein Rav Shema Hainu Bar. That's a statement or a kasha? Huh? No, Idaf Gerinu, Hainu Bar, meaning. It's a Tolda?
Mm-hmm.
Tov, but it has the full amount.
It's not really.
So maybe that's how we have to touch it. Hainu bar means as the same din as bar as taka tov. Funny lashon, because the Gemara afterwards says maishna this and maishna this. Right, the Gemara goes through it afterwards. Maishna bar shekent vazir. It says as the maishna malacha hanina hanina also has the maishna malacha. But the Gemara goes through the whole spiel. All right, but it seems from Rashi, Hagen Bar somehow means that it is a tall dog bar. Let's try to fit in the Lashon. Lashon Hagen Bar. So what's the Gemara say? You have a bar which is a pit, and you have a bar which is a package left in the street. A package left in the street. So I'm going to ask you a question. What's the din? If someone leaves his briefcase in the street, in the middle of the sidewalk, and someone else is walking down the block, and the Gemara says later, ain't Dr. Shul, but they are done with Spiny Bedrachim. Gemara says that people think of Hecher as Achid, they're not looking at the floor. So the person walking down the street, and he falls on the briefcase, and he bangs his head in the ground, while you're laying there, and he needs stitches, he goes to the doctor. Which mazik is that? An easy question. Which mazik is that? Huh? Bar. You should know, if I ever ask you a very easy question. Huh? Spar? No? I thought everyone was going to say it's bar. I just definitely remember in yeshiva learning that it's bar. I remember the Rebbe screaming, "You left you, if you leave your briefcase in the aisle, it's bar." No? No? It's bar. Everyone thinks it's bar. So I learned Tosfos. And then I looked at Shulchan Aruch. Let's see the bottom Tosfos. And I assure you that if you tell this to most people, they're not going to believe you. Let's read the Tosfos. Bein l'rab bein l'shmuel haynu bar. In Taimar, ha'rab isle l'kamon, sharch shechavosei teira lahavloi v'loi l'chabotai. Rav Shita, which we will discuss at a different time, Rav has a b'chudish t'kashita. He holds that even if you fall into a pit, the person that dug the pit is chayiv not because the person who fell in or the animal fell and banged his body against the ground. He's chayiv because of the hebel habar, the bare air of the bar causes hazard. And most people learn this, they're astonished. They're astonished. You're chayiv in a bar because of the bare air? Because I dig a bar, I put in a fan, it's different? That's Rav Shita. We'll get to Rav Shita. But Rav holds that if you bang your head on the ground at a bar, you potter, you know why? This is not my ground. What do you want from me? The money I'm asking has to be my mammon. If I dig a hole in the street and your animal bangs its head against the hole in the ground, it falls in and bangs its head and dies, what do you want from me? That's not my mammon. Rav holds that that's not bar unless it's halvoy, unless halvoy fits. When a person here it trips an avnei sakida masai, why you chayiv? What's wrong? What? Of yeshloimer, the hasa mishum dekakra elam zikos. There he banged his head into the ground in the bottom of the bar. Rav holds your pot. Aval hacha chabota di dehu. What's taych chabota di dehu?
Right. And it's always there. But here, it's like I'm putting the character here. So therefore, he's in the mosque. But how you can't say mosque in the street?
I put a briefcase in the street, and the person falls, trips, and bangs his head in the sidewalk. I didn't put the sidewalk there, did I?
Are you making the chabotah?
I'm creating the chabotah.
So, right,
how did you tie? That's the way everyone ties this. What is chabotah di day? It means he banged his head on the Evan Sakinah Masai?
Yeah.
Or it means he banged himself in the cement, but chabota di day, the chabot is attributed to him because he's the one that caused him to fall. Huh? And so you attached it. Huh? Anybody else attach it that way?
Yeah,
but you can't be the only one who attached it that way. No? Chabrus attached it the same way?
Okay.
If you seal it, then he banged against the thing itself. So I'll tell you, the truth is, I believe in the Beis Lechem Yehuda, he attaches Tosis the way you attach it. But it's a Tos. I'll show you why. First of all, I saw in the back, in the Tver Shmuel in the back, he attaches Tosis needs you bang your head against the Amnesty Kid on my side. And then you can say that's a Tos, right?
He
tripped on it and banged himself on it, maybe. What's the difference? You trip yourself somewhere else and you fall. So I'll tell you, there's a Tosfos that says the same thing on Chafes Amud Beis, but he spells it out more clearly. In the beginning of Perek HaMinyan, there's a Tosfos, V'noshuf Be'evan. I was learning HaMinyan this summer, I came to this Tosfos, I didn't remember it. But Tosfos says clearly, like the Tver Shmuel says, Tosfos says, Noshuf Be'evan, someone banged his head against the Avnei Sakin of Asai, against the stone. Dafka Noshuf Be'evan. Dafka, he banged his head against the stone. Avon Niskal Be'evan. Someone trips on the stone. V'noshuf Be'karka, a potter. The Karka Oilam is Yikasai. V'afilu L'Shmuel. Ah, Tosfos said, Alei Rav. Tosfos here says, Afilu L'Shmuel. Moida Hocha, the potter. Sai Rav and Sai Shmuel both are Moida. You hear? They're both Moida. If you put your briefcase in the street and someone walks down the street and he trips over the briefcase and he bangs his head into cement and he needs stitches and he needs Sheves and Nezek and Tarim and Ripoy Sheves and Baishim. Actually, Boris only Chayav HaNezek. There's Nezek, there's damage. It's not Bar, you're Potter. You hear? I'd like you to call your 6th grade Rebbe or your 8th grade Rebbe and inform him that what he told you was incorrect. No? Is that incorrect? If you leave your briefcase in the middle of the aisle in Yeshiva and someone's going to trip over it, so your Rebbe says it's bar, you tell him what bar? It's a soft briefcase. Even if he bangs his head in the briefcase, what's going to happen to him? Not bar. Now he's going to tell you to get out of the way anyway, which I agree. So we should get the bar out of the way. But he's not chay for bar. It's a toss. Now, I have to tell you, because I learned a Tosfos, maybe all the Rishayim argue. Could be we'll have Rishayim argue. I took out a Shulchan Aruch. And if you want to show it to someone, it's easier. Instead of getting into the Tosfos, he'll say, 1 minute. He'll start looking at the Mashah, the Maram, the Teishua. Take a Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Yud Aleph Sif Aleph, which is what is Tzuchetzechem here on Avnei Sakinei Masai. Tov Yud Aleph Sif Aleph. It says a Shulchan Aruch that if you leave Avnei Sakinei Masai in the street and someone goes by and he trips on it and he bangs his head in the Karka Olam, you're potter. If an animal goes by and bangs in the Karka Olam, you're potter, 100% potter. Nachatu Nezek, nothing. You're totally potter. That's Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. And there's no Yesh Oimim that argues, there's no Shach that is the Kasha, zero, nobody explains anything. They bring a Makar in the Torah for it. But that's all. So here we learn the Chiddush today. That it has to be Chabot Didei, meaning that he has to, in order to be chayiv, the person has to bang his head in the bar. In the bar. Halacha. Now, I think Yossi asked, what happens if he trips by himself and he bangs his head in the bar? So Tosfos on Chafes Amud Beis brings doesn't bring, but it's a Gemara later on the Gimel, I believe. You'll have to take a look. I think in Nun Gimel, that sugya Tosis brings, the Gemara talks about it. I believe it's a machlekes there, gufa between Rav and Shmuel. It's titled the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. But all right, be that as it may, this chiddush that I'm telling you is zicha Tosis shita, and it's certainly the halacha. You trip over a bar and you bang the karka olam, you potter. What I'm not sure is the following case. There was a Maisa Shahaya, I was once at a meeting of it was involved somebody who had gone to court, and the idea was to get him to go to Bezdin. And there was Grada in the property of a Talmud Chacham, somebody, people, everyone here knows his name. We were in the meeting, and the person told me I should speak to him. I know this person, that he should pull out of court, we'll go to Bezdin. He said, whatever I'm chayiv al spar, I'll pay al spar. That's what he told me. I want to pay whatever al pi din, in bar it's chayiv. What I told him then is that you're potter. Why did I tell him you're potter? Because the halacha is that we're not down dine bar b'zman hazeh. Bezdin is not down in Siman Alef and Shulchan Aruch. For whatever reason, we're not down dine bar b'zman hazeh. He said, okay, afal pi kein. However, what the maisa was, this person was in his property, slipped on water, there was water out on the ground, and fell downstairs and got seriously injured. So we were sitting there assuming it's barred. Is it barred? The water wasn't mazikim. Everything on the water was fine. What was mazikim was the karka on the bottom of the stairs. Now, if that karka was karka oilon, was Rishus Rabin, certainly that we learned here before, Rishi Potter. Totally Potter. If, as the Maisa was, it was a public place, but it was his, it was taking his steps, or the Maisa's steps, so then it could be a different story. I'm not sure what the din is. I have to find the din. In such a case, where he falls and he bangs himself on my karka, but they're not on my bar, and I don't know what the halacha is. Now suddenly I start thinking, maybe the halacha is different. So I don't know yet. I don't know what the din is. But certainly, if a person slips, falls on a briefcase, and bangs his head on the ground, you're potter. Cause him to fall. Maybe it's a grammar. It's not, certainly not chayiv. So you have to face him from chila, you have to mechayis him. You didn't do a good thing. It's your potter. It comes back to the old rule that there's a shame mazik. And what the Torah said is a mazik. What the Torah didn't say is not. It's not a mazik because we all agree it's not a nice thing to do. That doesn't make it a mazik. It's a mazik, the Torah said so. I don't think so. Chayitim mechayis him. Or kashlumin?
So you do.
What?
You get wrapped up by the strap.
Now, if the person bangs his head in the private property of the Balabar, bar, it might be different. But if it's Rishus Rabin, that's what I'm saying. The private property, I don't know. If it bothers you, it's not fair. I agree with you. I'm not saying it's fair. I'm just saying the Xeris HaKosovo bar is that far. That's how far it goes. And more than that, doesn't go. There's a concept, Allah Nizik Lahachit HaSatzmai. If the Torah has said, bar is always potter. When you walk in the street, you have to watch where you're going. I wouldn't have a problem with it. Torah said no. Torah said the bar is chayiv. So Torah said the bar is only chayiv ad kan. It's not chayiv more than that. So what do you want? Now, if anybody finds anything different, I'll be very happy. I'd be very happy. I'm wrong. I'd like to own wrong. I mean, I don't think I'm straight out wrong because it's in first of Shulchan Aruch. It could be there are exceptions. So how do you have Kichai V'niyai? How do you have if someone spits in the street? How could that be bar? Slips on the spit and he bangs his head in the spit.
So is
what?
Spring
is anything. Right? It's true. The Hezek is through that. Tosis on Chav Ches says that if you pour water in the ground, a person slips and he bangs his head in the ground under that water, that's also part of bar. Yeah? If you leave water in the street, the person slips and he bangs his head in the water, in says the water wouldn't hurt his head. But he bangs his head in the karka under the water. That's also nechbat bekarka shahamayim nishpachim aleha domi lekarka habar. That's called karka habar, and that's what Shmuel Yechad. Yes, so Rav Pater is in Shmuel's Mechari, that's what he says. The karka under the water, like Rav Yipater, he says the karka oilam, like Shmuel, that's... What? The bottom of a bar, when you dig a bar, when someone digs a bar, the bottom of the bar, like Rav is karka oilam, because he doesn't own it, he owns, that it has to be Mamayna. Like Shmuel, that karka Yechayavan, like you said. If you dig a bar, the chabata of the floor under the ground, Shmuel is maida, is bar. And we pass like Shmuel. That's the person's chabata. Havla is his mamayna. It's interesting, yeah? Yeah. Well, he created it. He made it. Did you make something? It's yours. You say, like, Rav, why isn't he mafkir the hevel?
If you're saying if the
kark
under the water is
his
bar, so
also
the kark under the heaven is
his
bar.
Yeah, like Rav, the kark under the water is not his bar. There's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel by water. So Rav says, if you ruin your clothing in the water, you're chayiv, but not on the ground. Shmuel says it's chayiv on the ground. So he says it means like Shmuel, it means the ground under the water. But you're right, according to Rav, the ground under the water is also kark. Okay, you live and learn. You always learn those things. The difference is that I learned it much older than you. It's not I learned it before, I just forgot it, but I don't know. Okay.
You know, Shmuel, you just have to talk about why the head, what did I ever say about sight? What does it come after that?
What you're saying it should, based on a sense of fairness. No, that karka I created. I didn't create it like my gracious, but I exposed it. So Shmuel says that's Xeris HaKasav Abar. But Karka Ilam, that's not Xeris HaKasav Abar. Now if I say it, you could argue with me logically, I can't prove it to you. I'm just showing you that Tosis says these words. Dafka did not knock out the Noshuf Be'evan. I will niskal Be'evan, the Noshuf Be'karka, part of the Karka Ilam is HaKasav, I feel with Shmuel. Might be half of the part. I'm not trying to sit here and tell you that it's Mukhuk and Svarim. It's not Mukhuk and Svarim. I'm telling you is that that's the way, that it's Emes. That that's the way it is. And my only explanation is not a Svaritic explanation. My explanation is our old rule that the Torah shteld avek certain types of Shem Mazik, and any other Shem Mazik is not included. And if I tell this to somebody and he doesn't believe me, I have no tainus to him. It's not finish. But that's the pshat. There may be Rishonim who argue, I'm not holding the Sugya Meniach, but the Shulchan Aruch says some like Tosis. Says like Tosis, that's your project, such a case. Okay, let's just talk about Bar Tes, which is also a tremendous Siddush. Bar Tes, an animal walked in and it died in the Bar Tes. The Potter. Why a Potter? Why a Potter? Is it really because we think that the animal just pumped, happened to have a heart attack at this time? It didn't die because of the bar test. I don't like that. To me, it's not a stabbing. There are people who, Layalenu, walk down this normal street and they fall and chas v'shalom, on nothing they could die. If this animal fell into bar test and it appears to have died because of banging its head in the bar, why are you putting? What's the answer? What?
It
could be the answer is it's a pasuk of the Torah. Torah said it's a drasha of a pasuk. The Torah said a bar is chayiv. Which type of bar? A bar that's darkei lahamis. A bar that's not darkei lahamis is pasuk. So Rabbi Yalei in the piece on this gemara on Bar Tes Bar Yud, he's mesupik. He says you can understand two ways. Why? Question. An animal is walking down the street, falls into a bar tes and dies. Why is the owner potter? First mahalach is to say Zeres HaKasim, Shem Mazik. The same thing we're saying all along. If you don't understand it, you blame the Torah. The Torah said, Bahamas, the Torah said, Bahamesi Alai, Zeres HaKasim, it has to be a bar of Shadaka Bahamas, and a bar of test is not normal for it to kill. It's not normal for it to kill, therefore, you're off the hook. One way to learn. What would be a second way to learn, a more logical way to learn? If you have to say a logical uptaich, is there any logical reason? If animals don't normally die in a bar test, and his animal did die in a bar test, why should the owner of the bar be potter? The other way to learn is that he's an oinis l'gabe misa. I don't have to watch a bar test l'gabe misa, I'm an oinis. I should have watched it for hezekin. Nothing happened, there were no hezekin. Potter from hezekin. L'gabe misa, I'm an oinis. Gabi Misa, I'm totally off the hook. It's not normal. Animals don't die in a bar test. Lagabe Misa in the bar, I'm an onus, and therefore I'm off the hook. These are the two mahalchim of Rav Aryeh Leib. What? There's no chiyuv for hezek. Oh, that's a good question, which I couldn't find. These are the two mahalchim of Rav Aryeh Leib. What we're just asking is, if I dig a bar test and your animal falls in and it gets damaged, I have to pay damages. If your animal falls in and dies, do I have to at least pay some sort of damage? No. Seems not. I looked at the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, it says potter. It's a hezek. Well, why shouldn't I have to pay? You know what's going to happen? I have a bar test, the animal falls in, it's gasping, its last breath, so I'm there, I'm hoping it dies, I'm the owner of the bar, and the owner of the shore is hoping it lives, because if it lives, I have to pay. No, it's a strange thing. But it sounds to me like you're pata lagamri. I looked at Rambam. The Rambam says you have a bar test, someone's animal falls in and dies, potter. Shulchan Aruch says potter. Huh? What's the svara? What's the svara? How many answers? What's the answer? Why should I be potter? So I'm potter because the Torah wasn't mechayev me. That's the only way out. He has a custom. The Torah said that this shei mazik of bar test is potter amisa. So it could be it's just there's a custom condition. Or it could be that it's also amis. Rabbi Yalei wants to connect this to a sugya on Daf Nun Aleph, and I guess I'll just tell you the sugya, and hopefully you'll be able to see inside and understand the nida. An animal that falls 10 tefachim, it's normal for it to die. It means if I dig a bar yod, an animal is lying on the ground, and it turns over in its sleep, and it falls 10 tefachim, and it bangs itself, that's normal for it to die. How far did it fall? The edge of the bar, 10 tefachim. That's normal to die. What happens if the animal is standing? When an animal is standing, its head is, let's say, 4 tefachim off the ground. And it falls into a bar that's 6 tefachim deep. Is that called a bar yud, l'gabi the head? The head fell 10 tefachim. It's normal for it to die. A fall of 10 tefachim makes the animal die. It's normal. Obviously, it doesn't die every time. But that's called normal. Now, you all agree that if the animal is lying on the ground and it turns over and falls into the bar, it fell 10. The head went from the edge of the bar to the bottom of the bar. The bang of a 10 tefach fall is normal to kill. Now we all agree with that. That's what we're told. The bar you're killed. So what happens if the animal is standing when it falls? It's normal for an animal to stand. And the animal is standing 4 tefachim off the ground. and it falls into a bar that's 6 tefachim deep, and it bangs its head, isn't that normal for it to die? It's all 10 tefachim. Why am I an honest? It's normal for animals to walk in the streets with their head 4, maybe not 4, maybe 3. I think the Gemara says 4 tefachim. It's normal. The fee rab is not, I'm not asking a question, because there's no hevel of 10 tefachim. Nothing of it. Light Shmuel, which is the way we pass. Light Shmuel, would you agree with me? Now, if the animal was standing on a step stool and it fell, that's not urche. I wouldn't count that. But it's normal for an animal to stand. So when I say bar yud, it has to be a bar that's 10 down? It has to be a chavata of yud. He created a chavata of 10 tefachim, because it, in a place where normal animals walk with their head carried 4 tefachim off the ground, he dug a bar of 6. He dug up, no? It doesn't have the head talking, doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have, you're starting to get on Xerxes HaKosis. Yeah. If you go to Xerxes HaKosis, I guess you're right. What about the other side of Rabbi Yalev? If you go with the Mahaloch that you're an Oinus, by a bar of 9, what would you say then? They'd be asking to me. So if you go to the tzad that a bar of 9 is part of a sirananos, then you'll be masking. Then you have to be masking. If the tourist is in on us, then you don't want to be masking. Sounds like too much of a chiddush.
You just say that every animal has to be a different measurement.
Every animal. My bar is a. Is a bar for tall animals and a short animal.
The animals that they pull can't die at all. They can't pull in there, so you have to
say that. You try it, see if it can work. The animals that don't normally fall die. If it doesn't normally die, then anomalous. If it's true that cats don't normally die when they fall, which is that, I don't think is true, then if there would be such a thing, like the belt says, then you'd be right. Maybe.
The animal itself is very tall.
The animal itself is 12, 12, and 12, and I cause it to fall. Yeah, what do you do if the animal is 12, 12, and 12 falls into my bar? So tell me, so then what?
Who's that makes it look worse than the animal?
Well, we said it's normal for it to die with a chabata of a certain fall. It could die anyway. Like I said, we need a certain level. A certain percentage that the bar that
break the leg is died also.
Well, the bar yud of our test is the statistic that draws the line.
Maybe the head hit it on the head, hit it anywhere.
I see nobody likes this. I see nobody likes this discussion. So I have to surprise you and tell you it's a Gemara. I'm definitely not. It's a Gemara. Gemara talks that my measurement of an animal being 4 tefachim tall is from the Gemara. And Rabbi Yalev is going on the Gemara, and Itaka says that the nafgamina between the two mahalchim is the way you are saying. There's a nafgamina between the two mahalchim. The lashon the igandarar there in the Gemara, igandarar means it was laying next to it and it slipped into the bar. And whatever objections you have to this, you have till tomorrow to sort of get straight. And tomorrow we'll see how Rabbi Yalev is.